Objective: the objective of this study was to compare the effectiveness of acceptance and commitment therapy ACT and choice theory-based therapy CTBT on post-traumatic growth in divorced women experiencing divorce grief. Methods and materials: this research utilized a quasi-experimental pretest-post-test design with a control group and a 2-month follow-up period. The statistical population consisted of divorced women experiencing divorce grief. A sample of participants was selected through purposive sampling and randomly assigned to 3 equal groups, ACT, CTBT, and a control group. The experimental groups participated in weekly, 2-hour intervention sessions based on their respective protocols, while the control group received no intervention. The primary data collection tool was the Post-Traumatic Growth Inventory, PTGI. Data analysis was conducted using SPSS software, employing descriptive statistics, repeated measures, ANOVA, and Bonferroni post hoc tests. Findings: the results demonstrated a significant main effect for time regarding total post-traumatic growth. However, the main effect for group and the time-group interaction effect were not statistically significant for the total score. Bonferroni post hoc analyses indicated no significant differences between the ACT and CTBT groups concerning total PTG at the post-test or the follow-up stages, though both were significantly higher than the control group. The only significant difference between the 2 active interventions emerged in the spiritual change subcomponent at the follow-up stage, where the ACT group scored significantly higher than the CTBT group. Conclusion: both acceptance and commitment therapy and choice theory-based therapy are highly and equally effective interventions for promoting overall post-traumatic growth in divorced women dealing with divorce grief. While both can be confidently utilized in clinical settings, ACT may offer a specific advantage in facilitating sustained spiritual change over time.